Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottillo along with Charlie Long, running things behind the scenes, also helping me out in the first 2 hours of Sports Talk. I want to tell everybody at 420, Jen Hale will join us from Fox Sports to talk to us about the NFL and certainly the Saints. But, man, if you've been on the internet, I don't care if you're on X, Facebook, Instagram, you've seen it for the last hour and a half about all these reports, and some of them really way out of line with about LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier. So we brought in Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious radio network. Blake covers the Tigers on a daily basis. Blake, thanks so much for joining us, and, man, thank you for kind of a short-notice deal. But tell us what you know and give us the insights, because some of the people like yourself, along with Jacques Doucet, Wilson Alexander, have reported this is whatever happened is not a major injury. Somebody sort of jumped the gun, and we see this on social media. A little bit of it may be true, but, man, they made a big thing out of it. So, Blake, I'll give you the floor.
Wait, so Tiger Droppings isn't a reliable source? no. Mike, from what I understand, Garrett did come out at the end of team period. For everyone, just, I guess, to clarify, Mike, what team period is, you're just going 11-on-11s, one-on-ones. Tweaked something, came up with a cramp, was helped off by a trainer, just walking off with a cramp, from what I understand. Going to be fine, and from what I was told, we'll see him back out there on Friday. So, Mike, again, you got a lot of people that are out there, referees, you know, high school referees. You have just a lot of people that are out there that are seeing this. And I guess, you know, as the old game of telephone happens, you know, things go really crazy. So, no, I mean, LSU is letting people know from just talking to people that it's not a torn ACL. And Mike, that it, look, I mean, he did come out, so there is some validity of it, but nothing that I think that, you know, was alarming to the first week and 7 days of practice.
So what you're reporting from what you were able to hear, that this was more or less he sustained, maybe sort of stepped out of step leg-wise, and then had a cramp and was helped off the field.
Yeah, Mike, I mean, again, he was helped off the field. I don't think when I asked a source what his quote-unquote health off the field was, kind of just came up a little gingerly.
Yeah, I got you.
Was able to walk it off. They helped him off, and apparently that he's good to go and that we'll see him back out there on Friday. So if we're going to see him back out there on Friday, Mike, I just don't envision a world where it's that serious. But again, you know, look, there have been a couple of times, and I think where Mike just got a little realistic for me in the very beginning of it was he got hit yesterday by Jack Pyburn. He got hit the day before by Harold Perkins when we were actually there. But nothing too serious. And again, from what I understand, it's not going to be, you know, again, they say he's going to be out there on Friday. So Mike, at 9:45, I'm going to be the first one running to quarterback.
Blake, one of the things is, and people say, well, why would you put him at risk? My thing is, game one, guess what? You don't think Clemson's going to knock him around? So you don't want him to constantly get hit. But, you know, every once in a while to take that little bang is going to happen. It ain't dancing. It's a contact sport out there.
Yeah, Mike, I mean, like yesterday, as an example, Jack Pyburn hits a spin move, a beautiful spin move on Tyree Adams. They get Weston Davis, excuse me. Well, Pyburn gets tripped up by Davis, and Garrett gets tripped up by Pyburn, and he goes down. They do a stunt the day before. Harold Perkins, coming from the star position, gets a free rush inside to Garrett. Caden Durham's got to come from the opposite side to get to him. They both lock up, and Garrett is in the mix of them getting locked up. Mike, again, he's not necessarily getting a 350-pound man
right
falling on. He's just getting touched, you know. And so there have been a couple of times, too, where Garrett's initiated this and to some degree. You know, Mike, he had a 12-yard run yesterday in the little team period where he's trying to seek some contact to get the first down because they can't move the ball. I mean, so again, it's not been bad, but he did come off today. And again, per source, and everybody's got a source, I guess, but they said he'll be back out there on Friday and be ready to go.
Okay, Blake, you gave me the good news, but you also gave me bad news. Man, if the offensive line, and again, it depends on who you're up against. We'll have Pete Jenkins come on at 5:10. And Pete and I were talking yesterday about it, and I was like, man, defensive line looks like they got talent depth. They you know, certainly winning out on these one-on-ones. He's like, Mike, there's two statements there, and both of them could be correct. Your defensive line is more talented today, and they have talent depth, but look who they're going up against. He said, you know, you got kids that really have never went up against this type of top competition on a daily basis, and those defensive linemen are taking full advantage of it.
Mike, they're teeing off. I mean, you know, that's why I asked Brian Kelly the other day in the press conference about the intensity and the competitiveness. Because, look, since 2022, when no one knew who was starting, you haven't seen this level of intensity. So there's number one, because everybody's competing. Miss a rep on the offensive line and see what happens the next rep. You're coming out. They're not playing around. And they don't have the luxury of playing around. But, Mike, I mean, listen, Bernard Gooden, I mean, he is giving Josh Thompson everything that he can handle at the current moment. Mike, have we found a role for Harold Perkins? I mean, he's gotten two sacks and an interception the last 2 days that we've been out there. And then Patrick Payton, who, Mike, was a part of that really good defensive line at Florida State, he's been absolutely dominating. So, again, they have been dominant, and Don McKinley's been a really big anchor in the interior, which you've talked about him a lot this offseason. So they have really been getting after Garrett a lot, and Mike, it's not been pretty. I will say this. I don't think it's as bad as maybe some have led on. So, for an example, you got five plays yesterday in team period where you got tackles for loss and sacks. Then I got an 18-yard post to Kyle Parker in from the slot. I got a 12-yard run by Garrett on a scramble or a draw, Mike, depending on – I don't know the play call. And then you got a 45-yard TD run by Caden Durham. So, you know, it's like the old saying, anything you can do, I can do better. I just think that from the defensive perspective, Mike, it's been so bad, okay, for us, or I'd say for us, for LSU, the last two seasons, that you see a defensive lineman getting in the backfield and getting a tackle for loss. Mike, we ain't seen that in 2 years. So it's kind of non-normal for us. They have dominated the first 7 days, though. I mean, there's just been a lot of domination. I do think, for what it's worth, the offensive line has started to gel a little bit better. Again, Caden Durham's got one man to beat in a safety. Josh Thompson gets the second level, and he takes one to the house. So I think they've gotten better, but for the first one, you can tell who's winning those one-on-ones.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us. I know it was a quick notice. Always appreciate it. And thanks for the good news. The other news about the offensive line ain't quite as encouraging. But, man, I'll take that good news on Garrett Nussmeier. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, look, if he stays up, we're okay. Now you just got to protect him.
Absolutely. Blake, thanks so much, buddy. Always appreciate
anytime.
It.
Yep, anytime. See y'all later.
All righty. Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Network. You heard him say, looks as though possibly had a cramp, and that's why he was sort of helped off the field. It was not an ACL tear. And again, social media is great. I mean, you can get information really quickly. But again, you see sometimes, and it's not just in sports, it's with weather, it's with politics. A little piece of it is true, but the rest of it is sort of exaggerated. Glad to have Blake on to tell us the update on Garrett Nussmeier.